This is an audio recording of a blog post in which I tell a story about the first time I ever got spanked. You know how sometimes a particular smell evokes a really specific memory? Hot days smelling like childhood holidays, Baileys smelling like Christmas, or if you want to be less saccharine and cheesy about the whole thing, how about dick that smells exactly the way your ex used to? I have a style of skirt that reminds me of my first spanking. No, really. It was grey and patchwork. Silk and corduroy and cotton and linen all sewn together in a rough pattern, draped perfectly over my hips and arse. It was one of the best items of clothing I have ever owned, and I can't work out if that was because it sat just right on my bum, tight enough to cling so I could feel it when I walked, but loose enough that the material would billow out around my thighs when I walked somewhere. Or if it was the best skirt, because it reminded me of spanking. I'd been slapped before. Occasional smacks on the bum as I walked naked to the bathroom. Boys who'd slap my ass when we were flirting after school, or boyfriends who'd give it a whack when they ironically ordered me to the kitchen for beer. But I'd never before had a proper spanking. I arrived at this guy's house at the usual time. What we'd have called after work because we were students, but something far closer to about 3 p.m. I'd been away for a week or so, and I couldn't wait to see him. This guy. This dream come true. This person that I jokingly used to refer to as the one when he was out of earshot. He didn't think much of me back then. We were mates who fucked, but while we were both equally enthusiastic about the fucking, I suspected there was a serious imbalance on the mates front. He was my best and my almost only. The one I'd seek out and chase and invite to every occasion. I was the one he ditched when something more interesting came along. Still, we were pretty happy. Not least because each time one of us came up with something new to do with each other's genitals, it would be greeted with an enthusiastic, fuck yeah. When I walked in, he gave me a brief hug. We did some small talk. Then he told me to bend over a chair and flip up my patchwork skirt. He could almost certainly feel the wetness through my knickers as I did it. He ran his hand over me quickly, not savouring the feel of my cunt through the fabric, just planning where his first slap would fall. He pulled down my knickers and settled for my left cheek. Smack. Firm, stinging, perfect. I yelped. He adjusted my skirt, hitching it higher to stop the hem falling back down over my thighs. I was bent almost double over the chair, the wooden back digging into my stomach, my hands gripping the front legs to try and keep my balance. Smack. He was testing us both, trying something that neither of us had done with this level of seriousness. Playful slaps turned to full-on, powerful blows, and I made enough of a racket that he asked me to shush. His housemates weren't in, but that didn't mean the neighbours weren't either. Smack. I imagined him rolling up his sleeves. Smack. One stroke fell slightly left of its mark, half of it catching me in the crotch where I was wet and sensitive and raw. Smack. This time, right in the middle of the cheek. Satisfyingly thuddy and good enough to make me wriggle. Smack. Enough of this now. Smack. I said to him, enough. I said, I really need you to fuck me. Smack. He held me firm, one hand on the crumpled skirt pulled up to the small of my back. Smack. "Do you like it?" he asked. "Yeah, I really like it," I said. "But I need you to fuck me." He paused for a while, and I could almost hear his indecision. Feel the stiffness of his cock pushing through his jeans and against my hip as he took a step to stand beside me. He ground his dick into me and my legs started to tremble. I asked again, "Please fuck me." Note the please. I asked nicely. I choked out the please like if he didn't fuck me, I would cry. And to be fair, I probably would have. He told me I'd get 6 more slaps and that I'd have to count them. And he said they'd be hard enough to sting his hand. After he'd delivered the spanking, I was a mess of arousal and emotions and red, raw pain. I pulled down my knickers as quickly as I could and pulled him into me. Feeling his dick fill me up seemed to push the pain away. With each stroke, I twitched and tensed the muscles in my legs, worried that I'd knock the chair over. As he fucked the frustration out of me and came hard into my aching cunt, his hands gripped the patchwork skirt around my waist, pulling my sore ass back to the base of his cock to get the most pleasure possible with every angry stroke. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and help me make more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet.